Blog Talk Radio.
It's about helping one another and sharing our journeys with one another to inspire others. And as y'all, as my listeners also know, I always bring on a VIP guest, passionate entrepreneurs that we always presenting. So today we have D-Rock Consultants present our VIP guest, our pastor. He is the chief executive officer of BioCorp. Over 30 years of experience in multiple sectors of pharmaceutical industry, including pharmaceutical commercialization, biotech drug development, managed care, distribution, OTC, and retail. Serve as VP, Business Development for Drug Development Company, Phytomedic Incorporated. Mr. Pastor Howell also served as Vice President of Corporate Development for the Pharmacy Benefit Management Company Prescription Delivery System acquired by Signal Health Insurance. And y'all, today, we'll welcome Mr. Pastor. How you doing today?
Wonderful, Teresa. Thanks for having me. This is really great.
That's great. Introduce yourself to the listeners out there and just give us a little background of your history.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, as you mentioned, I'm a, by background training, I'm a pharmacist. And, you know, I grew up in the pharmacy business from a very young age. My father was a pharmacist here in the Philadelphia area. And from a very small child, I was always hanging around the stores and around medicine and things like that. So it was sort of preordained that I would go into the business. And as you know, you see, I spent, you know, the last 30 years or so hanging out in some part of the pharmaceutical industry or another. But, you know, I always get the question, well, if that was you, why are you doing that? Well, why did you leave? Because that's such a big, you know, powerful industry and that people are comfortable there. You know, why did you go there and why are you doing what you're doing now? And I said, well, basically because what I learned from the last 30 years is my industry of choice was very good at treating people and generating literally $1 trillion a year, the pharmaceutical industry, but we were doing a pretty bad job of curing anybody of anything. And so this time around, my career, I wanted to do things a little bit different and start a company that could deal with, you know, not just how we treat cancer or treat heart disease or treat diabetes, but how we cure them eventually. And so that's why sort of this, I'm dedicating this next part of my entrepreneurial journey to sort of realizing that as opposed to doing things the old way.
Okay. So, for instance, who is BioCorp? You know, what's your history and philosophy of,
sure,
you know, the background
sure.
of the company?
Yeah, so the concept behind BioCorp is, you know, we like to say, all about going back to nature and the natural world. And, you know, we don't think about it too often, but, you know, we humans, we hang out on this planet with many species of animals that are just much further advanced than we are in terms of our health and wellness. You know, many in the audience are undoubtedly aware that, like, a lot of members of the amphibian kingdom, salamanders and newts and so forth, can regenerate large parts of their bodies, organs, limbs, their spinal cord, eyeballs, heart, parts of their brain throughout a lifetime. At the same time, we have organisms on this planet that, you know, shrug off cancer like it was the common cold. We have some species on this planet that, you know, don't age or like to age in reverse. So we basically wanted to go back to nature and say, look, we have all these species on the planet with us that can do all this amazing stuff, but we as humans, you know, we get our 75 years or so and we go downhill pretty fast. How can we learn again from nature and this sort of the second time around figure out, you know, how the salamander regenerates its spinal cord, how the worm gets rid of cancer so easily, and use these this knowledge to develop new drugs and new biologics and new potential consumer products, cosmetics, what have you, for human health. And so that's our philosophy this time around, and really, you know, respecting nature and trying to learn from it again, because, you know, all these species were here a long time on this planet, and we think they have a lot to teach us.
Okay, that sounds great. So what it's all about, y'all, exploring nature to create novel therapeutics for the human regeneration. That's exactly what y'all doing when you're exploring these different nature.
Exactly. So, you know, we're very active in, say, spinal cord injury.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's an example of something we spend a lot of time in, just because, you know, as mentioned, the salamander is very good at regenerating its spinal cord when it gets chopped off and chopped in half. Humans, though, you know, if that happens to us, we unfortunately today are in a wheelchair the rest of our lives. So we are all about figuring out how the salamander, as an example, does that type of regeneration so very well, and then figuring out how we could get that to happen in humans so someone can get out of a wheelchair eventually. Yes, it's all about relearning from nature.
Okay, that sounds great. That's very interesting. You know, I never thought about it like that. And I guess that's what a lot of scientists do, you know, when we hear these researches. Is that a thing? That's why a lot of times, like you said, just by human nature and, you know, the other species, that's why they run these tests like different animals, just to see, you know, what can be brought for human nature.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, I know it's a difficult topic nowadays because, you know, people don't always want to hear about animal testing. But, you know, it's something that, you know, has gone on for many years. You know, the last 100 years or so, people don't think about it really, but, you know, we got most of our pharmaceuticals and sort of consumer healthcare products from primarily plants. And sort of fungal and bacterial species. And that sort of represents much of the products that we even take today that we get in, you know, Rite Aid and CVS and places like that. So, yeah, but, you know, the really smart people will tell you that, you know, we haven't looked at a very large amount of the natural world. So, yeah, unfortunately, you know, we try to do as little We try to keep our work as cruel-free as possible, but at the end of the day, you know, the regulators and everybody really want animal work still to be done. So, yeah, there is still a lot to learn. And, you know, whether that is how the spinal cord comes back in the salamander, or, you know, you think of things like the antlers of deer, how they regenerate all the time. There's just so many examples, and we have to, you know, I said we have to and not try to kill them off from the planet, because, you know, when they're gone, we can't learn from them.
Oh, okay, that sounds great. So what keeps your driving force, you know, to just keep working towards this? You know, what's your passion about it? You know, how did you, for instance, what's your background in it? What, you know, steers you to what you do?
Well, I have to say, well, a couple things, one more serious than the other. I mean, one, you know, I'm 50 years old now, and I saw in the past my grandparents and my parents taken away from me, from this world, from cancer and heart disease and lung disease and kidney disease and so forth. And now, you know, I have three children. And, you know, they're the future. So, you know, if I unfortunately can't do anything, or I couldn't do anything to help my parents or my grandparents, I'm going to sure put my energy to helping my children and their future and my wife. So, you know, clearly they are the main driving, you know, force and spiritual force in my life. And at the same time, you know, on a slightly happier note, or a sillier note, let's say, I've always been a major of science fiction and comic books, and just, you know, wanting to see the future created. And so, you know, here are two driving forces. And if I can realize both of my passions simultaneously, all the better.
Mm-hmm.
I can make my children's world better and the rest of the world as well.
Okay, sounds great. And by your part, what are some of your programs of the studies that y'all do? You know, could you share with the listeners
mm-hmm.
a little more different of the programs that y'all invest in, you know, that y'all working on,
Absolutely.
The science he's working on? Okay.
Absolutely. So our three major areas, one is, you know, the central nervous system.
Okay.
And we look at this from, as I mentioned already before, the spinal cord. We're very interested in paralysis and how we can get somebody out of a wheelchair that's paralyzed. At the same time, we're very interested in the brain and regeneration of the brain. And the main reason for this is because that most of the projections for Alzheimer's disease and Alzheimer's dementia that is coming with the baby boomers and people getting older is really a very big problem. And while people will point out that, you know, heart disease and cancer still, you know, kill more people every year, Alzheimer's is really what everyone's saying. If, you know, if we don't have answers for that, millions and millions of patients are going to be in that state in the coming years. So we really need to address how we regenerate the brain from damage, not just from a car crash, but also from Alzheimer's disease, which is, you know, a degeneration of the brain over time. So the central
right.
nervous system is a big target of ours. Secondarily to
okay.
that is cancer. And as I mentioned before, you know, one of the main things that, you know, the scientific community has known for many years is that we have many species that shrug off cancer. They get rid of cancer quite differently than we do
mm-hmm.
as humans. I mean, in humans, you know, with cancer, you know, we do chemotherapy and radiation, a bunch of these killing approaches. But most species that get cancer, that, you know, get rid of it, don't kill it. They just change it back into normal, healthy tissue. So we're very
okay.
interested in how species do that as well. We're looking for non-toxic alternatives to things like chemotherapy and radiation. And if we can, you know, instead of trying to kill and blast away at cancer, change it back into what it originally was, normal breast tissue, normal colon, normal lung, we've done
right.
something a little more better that will protect the patient, not just from the dangerous side effects of chemotherapy, but also sort of approaches it in a much more, you know, holistic, natural way. So neurology and cancer are two major focuses. And the third is metabolic, and that primarily has to do with diabetes and specifically
okay.
kidney damage related to diabetes. Clearly, we're interested in a lot of diseases, but we can't go in all directions. But those are our three major areas.
Right. Okay, and just a little explanation that I have a listener that's asking about. She wants to go back to Alzheimer's. She said, could you just explain a little more exactly, like, define what it is? You know, she said she hears different things over, but she said, what do you think the causes are? If you
know. Great question. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's a really great question. What's happening in the industry right now, the main target of Alzheimer's for many years now has been these plaques, these amyloid plaques that build up in the brain. However, most of the drugs and big pharma companies have spent billions in this area already over the last 5 to 10 years. They've all failed,
mm-hmm.
which is leaving many people to question whether the plaques that are in your brain are responsible or whether there's other things going on. And so what we believe and what we see, sort of the information we're following, is that the plaques, while they obviously are there and they take up space in the brain, there is a major inflammation component to Alzheimer's
mm-hmm.
disease and a major metabolic component. And there's a lot of people that are beginning to identify Alzheimer's as a third form of diabetes.
Right.
And so there is a whole – Alzheimer's, you know, I say it doesn't fall from the sky. It, you know, you don't wake up one day and, oh, you have Alzheimer's disease. It progresses over many years. And so for from our perspective as a company, we're interested in all phases. All the pharmaceutical industry is targeting is the very, very end nowadays, where, you know, they try to give you a couple months of, you know, where you can remember stuff, but that's not useful. What we're focusing on, we want to figure out how you regenerate neurons in your brain in large quantities to, you know, take up the space that is gone once those neurons die. So that's the regenerative part of our business. But simultaneously, if you're falling apart 10 years before, 15 years before due to exaggerated inflammation or the inappropriate sugar control, these are things we need to target as well. Because if we can keep you from heading down that path where your neurons and your brain starts to die, that's better too. So we are interested in all parts of the Alzheimer's story. Unfortunately, it has just been to date, you know, it's so focused on that one area and, you know, all those failures. It's been kind of, you know, disheartening. You know, even you see some news lately of some of the big pharma companies like Pfizer, which, you know, just does a lot of Alzheimer's research, crazy enough. But we're staying in it because it is a very important issue for the coming years.
Right. Hello?
Yep.
Hey, I thought I lost you. Well, that's very interesting. Another listener sent in a question. She was wondering, do you think, okay, she said she understands chemo. She said, but she said, do you think wait a minute. She typed it some more. Hold on. She said, do you think it worsens? You know, is it like good for you? Because she knows it's getting rid of the cancer, but do you think it hurts the patients worse if they just keep using it over time, or is it something that they need?
Well, I approach that question basically by it's basically what all we have today. And when I say it's all we have, whether I'm talking about, you know, broad, you know, cancer from, you know, chemotherapy from decades ago, or some of even the newer stuff, which is, you know, sort of smarter chemotherapy, but it still is pretty nasty.
Right.
You have to remember, chemotherapy is 100 years old. I mean, the concept is not new. It goes back to the early parts of the 20th century. Radiation therapy goes back to the 19th century. So we're talking, when we talk about some of these old forms of sort of, or the way we think about cancer, it's like 100 years old. Now, there's a lot of stuff in the news about some of these newer immunotherapies and smart drugs and so forth. The problem with them, they may be less poisonous to you, but they don't work in many people. So you have the problem that on one hand you have a shotgun, on the other hand you have a sniper rifle, but you miss a lot. So we basically, it's not like we say, well, you know, chemo is no good. It's pretty much all you have at this point.
Right.
But we think we're going to be moving beyond that shortly. Because, once again, if we can get to a point where we move the concept away from trying to kill as opposed to trying to change a tumor, we're going to win. And, you know, I point out, if you find out you have Alzheimer's, you don't, you know, chop up part of your brain. That's not what the disease is about. It's the same thing with cancer, really. Cancer are just normal cells that are going a little bit different. We want to nudge them back and turn them back into what they originally were, which is healthy tissue. If we can do that, we win, and we sort of change everything, and that's why we're focused on cancer.
Okay. And I know also when I was doing a background on BioCorp, y'all with health, wellness, and beauty care, could you explain, give us a little background on y'all research program about the health, wellness, and beauty care?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Appreciate you bringing that up. So one of the, as mentioned earlier, so we have some amazing species on this planet that do not age, or they age extremely slowly and live hundreds of years. We have some, like the immortal jellyfish, that age in reverse. You know, they get old, and then they turn their body back into a child again. So you have some really dramatic creatures on the planet that, you know, they just don't like to get old. And or they, when they do get older, they turn back time. So we are very also interested, aside from looking at diseases, how we disease and how we try to eliminate disease and induce regeneration, we are very interested in the process of aging. What happens when we age? What is the difference in the skin between somebody who is 20 or 40 or 60?
Mm-hmm.
We can erase and push those cells back in time, like some of these other creatures do, for not just disease, but for health, wellness, appearance, and cosmetics and skincare products are a very target of ours, especially as a drug company, because, you know, drug development takes so long and takes so much money. We also look at the consumer business as a shorter-term opportunity for us in sort of the entrepreneurial context. So we are developing skincare products for things like discoloration, wrinkling. We have some activity going on in hair loss. All of the changes that occur during aging, not just for aging in terms of health, but also appearance, have the same underlying biology. And so we are very interested in creating these products and bringing them to the market in a shorter time frame to, in essence, help turn back appearance and visual time, so for beauty purposes.
Oh, that's great. You know, I'm going to learn some interesting stuff today, you know, even about other species. You know, I guess you, if you don't know, you don't know. And, you know, it's very interesting in what you, you know, what you all do, you know, to help, to have a healthy generation, or, you know, to find out different things that can help us in, you know, in our lifelong quest. And that's very interesting. So with BioCorp, what are some of your future bioquarantines?
Well, in terms of the future, we don't believe much is, let's say, off the table.
Okay.
There, whether we're talking about the 100,000 people that we unfortunately lose every day from this world due to the diseases of aging, or the 50,000 people we lose every day to traumas, gunshot wounds, and other accidents, car crashes, I think it's well within the intellectual capacity of us as humans to solve these problems. Nature has solved them. We think we can learn and solve some of those. So the things we see a little further out in the future are, say, regenerating a limb. A soldier who comes back from Iraq or Afghanistan that's had their leg blown off. Regeneration of limbs is a little further out than regeneration of, say, part of the brain, but nonetheless, it's the same thing in terms of the biology. Other things that we're very interested in, but still are a little further out, have to do with genetic diseases. Now, this is an area that there are, you know, an estimated something like 8,000 different little genetic diseases that affect very small populations of people. But in total, they affect, you know, several hundred million people around the world. And this is one area that, unfortunately, my industry and the technologies it's used in the past have sort of excluded, because you probably see some of this in the news, you know, these gene therapies or the genetic engineering that, you know, cost $1.5 million a shot or $2 million, stuff that no one on earth except for a few billionaires could possibly ever afford. So we're looking at other ways to use a concept, a regeneration programming concept, for the genetic diseases as well. So we don't have to see these ridiculous prices for some of these technologies. So limb regeneration and genetic diseases, a little further down the road for us, but nonetheless are important targets for sort of the global picture of healthcare.
Oh, that is so great. I'm so glad you had this opportunity to speak with you today. I caught, you know, as I was reading about the company, you know, I found it very interesting, you know, of the background about your mission and, you know, your strategy of the company. And as you know, so I just feel like it's always interesting to find out what's going on in the world. You know, some things that we don't think of every day, you know, the different technology and the science that working towards different things. And with you all programs, it's really helping, you know, when you get out there and reach out and test new things to find out different things that's going on with us as humans, you know, the different things that we trying to study in. And it's always a good thing to keep going on, you know, to find out different things instead of just leaving alone, people getting frustrated. You know, I take my hat off to those scientists that do keep studying different things to learn new things to, you know, to help us, you know, down the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is an area that, unfortunately, just because it's so risky and there's, you know, a large degree of failure to it. I mean, a lot of people
right.
quit early on, but we're staying with it.
Yeah, that sounds so great. just to let my listeners know today, I'm only having a 30-minute segment today because of previous engagement I have going on later on this evening. So, Ira, can you, for the listeners that came on a little later, introduce yourself again, you know, tell them about BioQuark?
Absolutely. BioQuark, a U.S.-based life sciences company located up here in Philadelphia, and we are focused on what we call the three R's, regeneration, reversal of disease, and ultimately rejuvenation and turning back age and biologic time. So, a full picture regenerative healthcare company.
And that sounds great. Let everybody know a website they can look up and eat, you know, so they can check into it and read a little background on what y'all do exactly.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you can come to our website, www.bioquark.com. And you can learn about all our programs and news, things that we're doing. And you can reach out to us. We love talking about what we do. We're passionate about it, and we're passionate about changing the world in terms of the human condition. So, please, anyone reach out. We love to talk about what we do.
Okay. I'm so happy you came in on today, Ira. I wish we had a little more time to speak about what you do because I have a lot of questions myself. You know, I can reach out, you know, ask a few more questions. And, you know, maybe you'd be happy to come on. I invite you on again. You know, we have more time to speak about your different programs, you know, getting more to depth of what, you know, the company is positioning,
absolutely.
You know, what they're working on. Okay. And so, as everyone knows, it's been our pastor here today speaking to us about BioQuark. And in the future, you know, different things scientists is going on with regeneration. And Ira, thank you today so much for coming on and sharing with us. And just keep doing what you're doing. Be passionate. You know, you have to be passionate in your heart about what you do. And it sounds like that you are, you know, just keep on with the studies and keep pushing, you know, the different programs with the company. And, you know, that's a good start.
Absolutely. We will do so. Thanks so much, Trish, for having me.
Okay, thank you. You enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too.
Okay, thank you. Okay, hi, listeners. As everyone knows, today we present our VIP guest, our pastor. He is the Chief Executive Officer of BioQuark. And with BioQuark, their background mission strategy is working. With other organisms that form health and wellness perspective are much further advanced than human beings. They do these things to put it out there to find out what's going on with us. So it's about human regeneration, repair, and rejuvenation. And that's what they create, novel therapeutics for human regeneration with doing these different studies of different animals towards things of we suffering in some of our health things. And they use the technology to find out within other species how they can regenerate different things or fight off different things that we can't. And I find that so amazing to do. So, you know, just reach out, check the company out. As he said, bioquark.com. That's bio, BioQuark.com. Check out their background. And I appreciate everyone coming on for the support, the listeners, the questions. And as y'all know, I'm Tree Smith, Free Your Mind, here on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday at 6 p.m. And I'll talk to y'all next Sunday. Thank you.